meeting to order. Consider an act on accounts payable. There's three different acts.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept accounts payable, the first motion for $92,594.34.
No question. Ms. Lane, discussion.
Didn't the sand price really go up? I'm kidding. That's a good thing.
Okay.
No, I page six. Purchase on the road sign. U channel three sign post. Is that one? Is it like a road sign?
That's the that's the post for the signs.
That's the post.
And if
the sign.
The street signs, stop signs.
The stop signs and all that.
I just was wondering, I had it noticed that we need new signs up.
No, no, that's
there is one that's stop step sign on South Road and Stoney.
Okay, for any sign.
Any signs, I'll support any
signs. And there are special signs because they have to break away at the ground if they're hit. So they're special, the special posts.
So they cost us twice as much as they would.
Yeah. Well, yeah. the vehicle that got repaired on page 10, what vehicle? There's truck three.
Yeah, so that is one of the big trucks at the highway garage, and unfortunately that was not something that we could fix in-house.
And then this is just my memory failing me, but page 12 received $6,000 for the tear to the wall at the cemetery. That, and I saw the quote was in here. But did that come before us previously? Before approval?
No.
Okay.
It's coming after this cemetery.
Oh. So we don't have
to. The total bill was $9,000, and we previously paid three.
Page 16 for our engineers. The Upper Road convenience store, was it like it failed the first one?
Yes.
And then I see we purchased equipment on page 17 in the amount of only $4K. Do you know what that included?
Repeat your from Novus.
So that is replacement computers. Yes. So there were computers, there were screens, and I think I want to say one of them was a desktop because it's a kiosk, and the desktops are cheap.
And this is part of our.
It's part of our replacement plan. Yep. Correct, and that's how we prioritized.
And then, that's the next one.
On page 19, about the excavator, that $10,067 figure, that's the one where we, last week we approved it because there was
That's for the first quarter. So you'll find that you have a one pager, that's for the second quarter.
Okay.
And I actually got an email from them today requesting me to sign off on the change to quarterly billing. So we're making progress.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. By the way, they did a great job on the cemetery wall. You wouldn't know, new from old.
Can we send a compliment to the contractor, please, from the
team? Absolutely.
Jason Werner is a kind of a friend of mine. He's a good mason. He does a lot of work for me. I will.
Yeah, we solicited three bids. We got two bids back, and his was significantly less expensive than the other. And he did a great job. He came highly recommended. We'd seen his other work.
It just blends so beautifully. See when you're driving by and see if out of the corner of your eye, you can't pick it out.
You can't tell where he did it.
And there are three spots.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's done. That's the key.
And he picked the right weather.
Well, he stayed at it, and he kept the concrete, you know, covered during cold weather, right, which is really important, yep, for the longevity of the wall.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for the second voucher for AP for $10,016.67.
Any discussion? Go ahead.
The email we got today is in this amount.
The email is to have me sign the agreement for the quarterly billing. So I don't have the bill yet.
Oh.
So okay. The instructions were
not to release
the check until I get the bill. And so I've asked finance to send the check to the selectman's office so that I can
mail it
as soon as I get the invoice.
Are you comfortable with the motion the way it is made, or would you like me to amend it to say that?
You've already done that.
We did it last.
That wasn't the question.
I'm comfortable with the way it is.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Seven.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make one more motion.
Yes.
We pay for the deferred tax revenue of $1,465.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
7-4. We're looking at number 3, action on budget transfers.
I don't think there's any action required. You may.
The money for both of these is coming out of payroll. Is there any particular reason why payroll is the area where we have under spending?
Vacancies? Yes.
Consider an act on.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I heard a presentation regarding the fine free benefits, and I circle back and interview the make a motion that we approve going fine free for the libraries for the foreseeable future.
So I would second that.
Yeah, can we clarify that those fines are late fines? Because we still will be fining people for lost or stolen.
I don't believe that's considered a fine.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what it's considered. I just want to make it clear to them.
I would like to amend my motion then that it is to go fine free for.
Second. Any other discussion?
I'm going to abstain voting because I don't want a no vote.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One abstention. And then 6 yes, 1 abstention. Bob Moore.
It's the thing about personal responsibility. I know.
You must be a really quick reader because I am personally responsible. Some of my books are 900 pages long and maybe I needed an extra few days.
Even after
3 readings. Thank you. Thank you. Number 3, consider an act on fire department raises. So all the documentation is in there. Actually, we already acted on that once.
I thought we did.
We did. We missed those positions that the chief pointed out in his documentation.
So the money is in his budget already.
Correct.
It's a reallocation going through.
Bob, it's just
something we didn't act on, Bob.
Yeah.
As a former.
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to.
I think there's a question.
Well, not really a question so much as this is what I did a deep dive into this weekend. So I'm in agreement that the deputy chief and assistant chief position were listed wrong on the document that was approved in July for raises. I think it was July. So those should be increased. I will say that I dug into I was confused by the one document that he gave us that said the pay per lieutenant should have been 2218.34 instead of the 2153. I discovered that we subtracted 2153 because that was the number that he provided to us in the option one document. But the total, the 17746 that he had in the option one document is a reflection of 8 times that higher number, the 2218. So that's why we, when we did the budget, subtracted the wrong amount because it was what we thought was the per lieutenant position based on what was provided to us.
May I understand this correctly from what you're saying? 17,746.72 is accurate?
Correct. And does reflect that higher 2,218 and 34 cents per lieutenant.
So the
that
change
was correct.
We would not make a change to the lieutenant.
Correct. Because that was, you said finance corrected it and they did correct it correctly. As it relates to the 29-2, I did review the minutes and listen to the audio from the 221 meeting. We did talk about increasing it to 30,000 because it wasn't a round number. We came to a consensus that we were okay with 30,000. However, at the next meeting on March 5th, when we did go through each budget individually, both Rodney and I, when mentioning what we did, we said that the change, we were moving 29.2 from salary to the proficiency fund. So our memories were poor from the prior meeting. And so we only put 29.2 in our final budget, which is the budget that we actually voted on. And so the 29.2 for the proficiency fund is accurate based on what we voted on at the March 5th meeting.
But that's not the number that we originally into agreed upon.
So it's an 800.
So that's the 800.
There's nothing we can do about it.
There is. That's a transfer of.
That's an internal.
In-house. That's an internal.
No, you would have to act on it as well as the finance committee because it would have to come from somewhere where we have a surplus.
We'd have to do it from this board and send it to finance committee.
Correct.
That part. Just that part.
That said, the schedule that he provided with us, based on 8% of calls totaled to the 29,200, and therefore I don't believe the 800 is necessary. And that is what we voted on. I think it should stand as it is. Unless he can come up with where that extra 800 is going, because the schedule that he provided us to came to that 29,200.
I think $800 is cheap for a sleepless fire chief.
But I would want to understand where that, I have an explanation of where the 29.2 is going. I don't have an explanation of where the extra 800 is going.
But you said the discussion before was regarding a round number?
Bobby didn't like the 29.2.
He just wanted to round it to an even number.
And that's where that was my intent. And obviously somewhere along the way ended up as 29.2.
Which started off.
Right. Start off,
and that's what you acted on.
But this shows 29.5.
No, that's the chief.
That's the chief salary. It's not the one. It's the proficiency.
Do have the original copy of option one.
Why don't we do deal with the correction first?
Yeah.
So we need a motion to correct the allocation for the lieutenants, I believe, to what number?
Yeah, okay. So I'll make a motion that we correct the wages for the deputy fire chief for FY25 from 9,078 to 9,350.77, and make a and that we increase the assistant chief position from 6,607
to 6,805.67,
which is recognizes a
3%
increase from the prior year.
And there's isn't there a correction on
the nope, that
was
correct.
Oh, that was corrected by the office. Yep. And then I'll second the move.
Is there any other discussion on that? All in favor? And then next one, it's this proficiency fund.
I'm going to move that we authorize the transfer of $800 into that fund. That the amount that was requested was it's a projection, just like everything else. And this calls come in, and we actually have the civil end of the season not even over yet. So, quite frankly, I move that we. Let's see what we have to do. We'll move to request a transfer of $800 from where?
You don't have to say where.
Okay, the transfer.
You can leave that. You can leave that up to me.
All right. Based on the recommendation of the administrative officer to the proficiency.
Is there a second? Pam Moore, second. We don't have a clerk tonight.
Yeah, I was
wondering
who's taking
that. Yeah. We'll do it from the recording.
So, is there any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm voting no.
Six yes. Now, Amanda Gordon votes no. And then all we needed to do for the fire department?
We do believe that's accurate.
To consider an act on approving the historic document grant application for the town clerk's office. Back at number six.
This really is amazing. The amount of jargon that goes into that thing for around $5,000.
I think it's $5,500 and there's no match. And it is the grant that we have been using to upgrade storage in the clerk's vault.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that we approve grant application be submitted for $5,500.
Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's seven yes.
Now we want to put Pam make a motion.
Pam, that was my comment. So next is considering an act on contract amendment to Tanya Bond.
So I see that you got him to go Harley, up to number.
Well, Harley and I had a conversation, and you know we worked on it. The number's a little bit lower than originally, and yes, it's an up to.
Yes, it is. It's 23.5.
23.5.
I'll move to approve the contract modification as the contract reads.
Pam Sawyer seconds.
Is there any discussion?
I just have a question. Yeah. So is it possible that it could come in 23.5? Is it going to deal with the
It's possible, but it's probably unlikely. That's a very, very tight number. Because the original estimate was 25, and we talked about it, and we were able to bring it down. I suspect it's probably going to come in very close to that.
When you looked at the breakdown they had, they're all a group of very tight numbers to get to that. And I looked at that and I said, well, that's tight.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's seven approved. Seven yes. Motion passed. Next is date for public information session regarding the Heritage Farm Trail, Monday, April 22nd, 6 or 6:30, or Tuesday, April 22nd. Other public
first on the 22nd.
The public hearing already skipped.
I think Tuesday is very full. But I wanted to put it out there because it was a request by Arlene because it's Earth Day. But I think the 22nd is just really busy. I don't necessarily want to have a meeting Monday night and Tuesday night, but we also want to get it, you know, out to the public so that we can progress.
So we're into Monday, April 21st.
Sure.
That's our town meeting.
Damn, my golf might start.
Well, I mean, you can pick another night if you want. I know, you know, Gwen advocated for us to make a decision sooner rather than later so that we can get the information out to the public. And I think that's important. We promised the public we would have another informational session.
Be delayed a week?
Maybe.
Yeah, because we already have Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Week before is too early?
It's too early. We just...
Sorry, next week.
Joe promised me he'd have the plans ready on the 15th, which is why we picked the following week, but I'll have to make sure he's available. He told me he was pretty... He didn't have a lot going on.
He's
going to
be weak.
He is the one who's going to present, yes. She's got the... Yeah, she is. She's still at work, down hall.
It's a 5th week, so I don't...
Yeah, that's really a week, really.
Yeah.
You guys are cruising.
You slid down on time.
So, and I pause for one moment and move on to the next.
Number 9, Mr. Chairman. We had a signing for a proclamation for Colonel Sobel, and there's a technical correction that needed to be made on it, and some... We have a new one, so if you'd all please sign it before you leave today, and I'll deliver it tomorrow.
We'll start selling
the pass. What was the correction?
We were given the wrong birth date.
The date was actually put as 74 instead of 47. It was just a...
Oh, inverse of the slider.
Blue?
Okay, this press is...
What's
that? Pass the same 10 around?
No.
Sign for your own.
So it was 1948.
And then I found out his birthday was actually 48. And the brothers. So there's a double change needed.
Okay, so all in favor of making these changes to the proclamation?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Oh, I made the motion and
I seconded it.
I'm sorry.
You didn't hear that. First time.
Very quiet one.
Did Kathy respond?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll move on to number 10, discussion on budget presentation.
So okay. I requested it and then forgot all my notes. That said, my point was basically going to be, are we working on a shortened version?
You were going to give me some suggestions,
okay.
which I would love. I mean, I have some ideas myself,
okay.
But if you can just email me your suggestions, because I mean, I know I talked a bit longer than I needed to, but I want to be able to convey all of the information to the finance committee. But I think we can certainly, there's some information in there that's redundant that we can take out. We can certainly pare it down.
Yeah, and I was going to suggest consolidating some of the line items too. I think like when I was doing it for the finance, I bumped all the boards and commissions together because there's just so many, right? And then, yeah, I had some other consolidation tips, just because it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night. And
yeah.
We're going to have some...
No,
Ross is going to do some stuff. And the simpler we keep it, the better. So if we can highlight like the most important things in the presentation, which was it? Was it posted online?
I think it was part of the finance committee package.
So are we at a PowerPoint?
No.
We don't have revenue.
We don't have the full revenue side yet.
We're almost there.
Almost there.
We're calculating the preliminary mill rate next meeting on Thursday, and then making adjustments based on that. Either revenue
or to be done by the 21st.
Oh, it has to be done by the.
Has to be done by the 7th. We have to turn it into the town clerk on the 17th.
And then pull that statute of limitations.
That's it. I mean, that's the number. Once we file it, it becomes.
That's what I mean. Well, we haven't seen it. I'd like to see it before the 21st.
Oh, yeah. That's my question. So we have, Tim is going to be working on a presentation as well as a one pager. We did a one pager last year. Yeah. So the hope is that that will go out, you know, for the public.
I thought she wanted to just know what the number was. She wanted to see what the presentation was.
Well, yeah, I think all
the board. Yeah. Well, yeah, we'd want, but I mean, it's the finance committee going to have to come up with that number and kind of do it for. Oh, yeah.
Good news is, we did such a thorough job. There won't be any surprises. It'll just be in the way the numbers are consolidated, and which is great. You guys have done a great job being our. The series between the two boards. I'd just like to say a special thank you.
So these are right? We want these to be a strategic plan, right? This is the one where I think you can simplify it. It's just a lot.
Visually, so right? I wondered, Amanda, if we were better off just eliminating the pie chart and going with the bar graph. Because two pages of bar graph, it's just less busy. But if you had ideas to consolidate and make the pie chart less crazy, I mean, I'd certainly be open to that.
So I feel like,
it is similar. The problem is we have so many separate pots of money. Every department is its own mini budget. And that's how that is represented there.
I mean, I think I did the pie chart, but I just consolidated all the boards and commissions in the finance presentation. It wasn't too bad. I prefer pie charts to bar graphs, especially when they're going to go on two pages. But this does show plus or minus from prior year. Or is this just the? Oh, this is just the change. This isn't the total. This represents. If we do the pie chart, one, I would do percentages and dollar values, right? You can put both in the labels. But you don't have to have different pages showing the amount, whereas the bar graph is. I like this, but again, I would consolidate all the boards and commissions together as one.
You need to put them all together in one?
All the boards and commissions.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, just
because they're so tiny.
Yeah, they're small.
They're small, but
right.
And that makes like six things disappear into one.
Right.
At least
that's probably the biggest. That draws it down where your pie chart now becomes
a little less busy
for both the bar graph and the pie chart.
So there was also a suggestion on the bar graph shows the change in department that we show the amount of revenue coming in for the land use department.
That's the biggest one. So it was
important to show an offset.
We did have a note, yes.
Oh, I think maybe just put a note on the bottom. Because it's you wouldn't want to do just net expenses for just that department, because there's other departments that bring in revenue too, right? So we would want to be consistent, but if you wanted to put a note indicating why that one is so high, I'd put it as a footnote.
I better make it significant because nobody's going to look for that.
Yeah, it could be different.
And something that stands out.
I love how the R value on there. I was like, and explaining it in the bottom, I was like, oh, look at you doing your stats. That's more than I get without easily. I think this is, it just shows the growth in the budget and how it's been pretty minor.
It's pretty moderate.
This one, while I appreciate it, I say get rid of it. It's too confusing people.
I agree.
Okay. Like a Disney ride.
I'm like, I can get it, but like, yeah. And then,
if you don't understand the budget well, that's confusing.
Department change information. In the past, we've only done like the the biggest drivers of change. So I don't know if we want to explain the change for each thing.
Each department.
It's a little like, right, no change, especially if there's no change. That doesn't need to be included. And where it's just zero. So I would pick like the biggest drivers and explain why those have the
change. So, and I'll tell you why we did that. We felt that that was important because we asked the department heads to come to us with as minimal an increase as they could. And some of them truly came in with no increase at all. And I felt that was important to be able to demonstrate to the public that, you know, our staff are doing their due diligence and trying to keep their budgets low.
That's a good message to show. Get a budget passed.
Well, then, I mean, I would summarize it, and instead of doing it by budget, just say like these are just eight departments came in with 0% increase. For the other ones, you could say like you could combine together the ones that were like payroll increases, right? I mean, I would just summarize it. This, they're never, people aren't going to read this whole thing. So if we want, we can pull out the salient points and summarize it in a way that's a little bit more consolidated.
So,
and then where there are decreases, you could just pull those together and that. But I don't think people will read this whole thing. Or maybe we can attach things as an addendum and not present it.
An explanatory text to go over.
Yeah. So if you want to create a summary slide and put the details somewhere else, like in the back, that's not presented on
the numbers were all there as part of the addendum.
How many pages is it?
Oh no! This is the whole packet.
That's the whole packet. Presentation is not enough. Yeah.
So I like this is the one that I like. This is the one that makes it similar to the Board of Ed to compare apples to apples, right? Like instead of doing it by department, doing it by payroll and personnel services and maintenance and operations. So this I think is good because it shows drivers. Capital proposal. Impact of inflation. Did I ask? I might have asked Tim to do an impact. I can't remember if I asked him to leave that slide in or not. Maybe not. I think I was asking him to maybe do it on the overall budget after we approve it versus by Board of Ed versus Board of Selectmen because it's like a similar message.
Yeah, it's inflation. Here's where we are.
For both sides, I think.
Yep.
So I think probably do that an inflation slide for the whole budget as opposed to the Board of Selectmen and the Board of Ed separately.
So who would do that?
Chilling. And I would put the org chart. I like the org chart a lot. I think it tells our story, right? Like
the who chart?
Org organization.
Organization.
So I would even move this up maybe that's to much. Like
the
slide
up. So why do you think this is
because otherwise you don't know like a number is just a number without understanding how many people it supports, right? Like 300,000 to support one FTE versus 300,000 to support five FTEs. It's in terms of is our budget reasonable?
I see. Okay. So it's not just you've got numbers in there, not just
it's departments and how many
the equivalent of
that's part of the explanatory text.
I mean yeah, and then next year, maybe it's not in the presentation, but like a description. I think it's telling our story and where our money is going because we hear a lot like there's room to cut and there's too much fat. And it's like, well, show us where, right? Like, I think the more we tell them.
So, can we back up just a second? Yeah. I'd like to talk about, you know, description of what each department does because that's in the annual report, right? I mean, I don't know if it belongs in the budget.
It is one liner instead of putting.
I don't necessarily need budget.
Because the annual report is a pretty good descriptor of what every department is responsible for.
That on the on whatever website page we put our budget, right, so that people can dive into the details if they want. Because I don't know that a lot of people even know that the annual report exists. Right, whereas more people come to the page with the budget, I think.
Absolutely.
So it's probably just linking it or making it available.
Well, the fact that you link it will make them aware. We actually have one.
Yeah.
When they get together.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I've been torn about leaving this in because ours is one of the higher ones.
It has evolved some. I don't know what it looks like. He got more numbers last week.
Well, and this was. How did he do this? Does this include? So it's just the town side, not the Board of Eds. Is that how
it's did? Just the town side. Yes.
See, I remember we did this like for the budget overall. You know, not comparing just the town or just the Board of Ed, but I mean. That would take time and research. I had just done, I think, an internet search of the pledges that had been posted for public hearings, how I got my numbers. But I don't know if it makes sense to put it in with just the Board of Selectmen side or just the Board of Ed side. I think it makes sense to maybe do it overall. I'm nervous, again, because ours is it's the second highest. And is that showing what we want it to show?
He gathered more, so
he gathered more, but I haven't seen it yet.
That was pretty premature,
right?
I mean, if you want, Rodney and I can review it and make a decision based on where Bolton is and that.
Where we fall, yeah.
Because when you end up combining the two, and then finding the...
I think you either this or you do this.
That's not going in the minutes.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
I do have so when I work,
it's a bit.
Thank you for all that work.
Appreciate it. So we're down to, did we hear from Kathy?
The 28th is available.
So we're approving the
29th. I believe I texted her to the 28th. I texted her the 28th. Assuming it's available on the 29th, we will book it. Do you want to book it for 6 or 6:30?
6:30, fam?
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
Do we have AP at 6 or is it?
No.
It was originally a potential public. It was probably open because we had it reserved for the public.
So it'll be the 29th at 6:30. I don't think it requires a vote.
It's going to be by the town.
Normally we'll put it on the website as part of the calendar, and we would put it in the Bolton Bulletin.
It goes. I think it's listed on the outside Bulletin Board and on the inside Bulletin Board.
No, because it's not a public hearing. It's a public informational session. It's only public hearings have to be posted on the... we can put it up outside.
Well, this isn't a public
hearing. Right.
This is an informational meeting. And it tends to draw people who are moving.
Can we notify the farm commission immediately?
Arlene and I have been in touch, so she will know immediately.
Map of the trail that could be that I could. I think if the land trust is willing to use the electronic system and message, that's a good audience to have. And I'd like to be able to put that in that message of a map.
So we will have, Joe has promised me the map on the 15th. The paper map I had, I gave to Arlene, so I don't own a map at this point.
That'd be a good organization.
But I will ask Joe as soon as it's done to send it to me electronically, and I can share that with
you. I don't have a massive sized file.
I can have them give me a one or probably be 3 pages to get the whole thing. But not you don't need all the detail, right? You just want a picture of the trail. It's basically its route through the farm and along the road and where it ends.
Yeah, I feel like there's another meeting where people were still thinking it was going to the high school, not realizing we had voted to stop it at the end of the farm. So I think that'll be a point of clarification.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think that will be one of the most important, aside from the trail itself, it'll be one of the most important reasons to have this meeting so people understand the evolution.
So I think some people will be happy about it and some people will be
disappointed. Because we ran out of money.
Well, that was what we appointed.
Well, no, I mean, when Krog looked at it, they decided that to get the level of detail that we needed, there wasn't enough money in the budget to get that project done based on what needed to happen. They would potentially be willing to give us more money. The problem is then we need to come up with more money for a match. And we're stretched there now. So that was the reason the board decided that, you know, this is where we're going to stop it at this time, you know, potentially for a future grant application, it may come back to get to the high school.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
I
just wanted to ask, did everybody get this minutes from February 1st in this packet?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to include.
No, that was part of
the fire.
No, okay. That's fine. Okay.
I had something very interesting happen today. Do you want to
Are you still recording?
Yes.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.